Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Nora Murphy, who's in charge of the South Hadley Farmers Market. Spent some time in South Hadley the other day, went hit Barstow's, went hit the Odyssey Bookshop, ran into the president of Mount Holyoke having a cone at Barstow's. So I love South Hadley.
But you weren't there on a Thursday? Was that the problem?
That's when the Thursday market, South Hadley. Where in South Hadley?
The farmer's market takes place right across from the Odyssey Bookshop on the town common, right near that big gazebo.
Yeah.
And we run every Thursday from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. It was founded in 2009 by a group of community members who really wanted to see a farmer's market in their town.
And that included the Odyssey Bookstore, too.
Indeed.
Yeah.
What brought you to the market, Nora?
When I moved to the Valley in 2008 to go to UMass, I was instantly astonished by the amount of local food that was everywhere around me. The Emerson Northampton Farmers Markets were some of the first ones I had ever been to. And I just thought they were such a lovely, wonderful community event. And as I started becoming involved in local food stuff, I also noticed that a lot of the farmers markets were being managed and run by women of my age. There are a lot of young women who manage farmers markets.
Yes.
And
because that's why I go.
Well, I think if we look around, women are actually taking care of the community in so many ways, and this is another way.
Yeah, and I found that so inspiring, and I sort of had one of those moments where I was like, oh, you know, if they're doing this, maybe I could do this. But anyways, that was all in the back of my head, and I worked the summer after I graduated from UMass. I worked at Dave's Natural Garden, a vegetable farm in Granby, and Dave was a vendor at the South Hadley Market. So every week I would go with him and help him set up. And I thought, this is such a sweet little market. And then the following winter, he tipped me off that they were hiring a manager. So I inquired and got the job. And it's been really wonderful.
And she's probably a year or two away from retiring because the pay is so good and the benefits. It's just awesome.
All these young women up and down the valley are ready to retire. Who will be the next generation? So what, you know? Dave's garden is there. Who else goes to the South Hadley market?
Oh, there's so many. I don't want to forget anyone, but he's one of our main produce vendors. Our other produce vendor is Pharmacy Gardens in Belchertown. For meat, we have Copperhead Farm based in Hadley. They have goat meat and
and all Copperhead other snake kinds of meat.
Ooh,
that would be interesting.
That would be fun.
Fish and Wildlife served up an injured moose to all sorts of soup kitchens and things like that. So why not Copperhead Snake?
Why not? Yeah.
And you also got some jam that you brought with you.
I do. This is some jam that was made right in South Hadley by one of our jam, our only jam vendor. Her name is Jane Janowski. She's a high school teacher at South Hadley High, and she started this business last year. She uses local fruit in her jams, and this is her white chocolate Raz Jazz jam.
It's not white.
And
I didn't know white chocolate was a fruit.
It's amazing. And it's illegal, I think, in three counties, but not the three counties of Western Mass.
Right, good.
Oh,
so we can eat the Raz Jazz jam, fresh raspberry.
Give it a taste.
And white chocolate, okay.
It's fun because it's using local fruits, but it also has that white chocolate in it to give it that sort of gourmet, really. I mean, she has some really unique flavors that are just unlike anything
I've
ever
tasted.
It's super
good. It's like if you had black raspberry ice cream and could smear it on something dry and was not cold. It tastes exactly like it. I love it.
One thing that I love having at the market is, you know, a lot of people come for the produce. They come for the meat. They come for the milk. But having these special items, it gives the market sort of something unique and something for people to get really excited about and something that they will really come back for, something special that's hard to find.
You can do it all there. You
exactly.
can really do your week shopping right there and get it everything that's harvested that morning. So.
The thing that's amazing about living here in the Valley, and you alluded to this, Nora, is that, you know, almost no matter where you go, you're surrounded by local food. It's a lot to do with CESA, a lot to do with the rise of these local markets. How many local markets are there now in
the
Valley?
We're counting 44 is our count. And every day of the week, there's one open. So that really means like you might drive by South Hadley. You may not live there. But on a Thursday, you know the market's open.
So if you're to one of the best local bookstores going with
absolutely.
The Odyssey Bookshop right there.
The old Food for Thought and Thought for Food.
Yeah. I was sad because the Food for Thought is closing.
But I know.
I don't want to end on a downer. Nora Murphy from the South Hadley Farmers Market and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks.
And we do have to talk about one other piece, which is by day you're a manager of a farmers market, but at night you're part of a rock jazz fusion group.
That is also true.
Shamelessly plug it.
We're called Bulldog. You can hear our new EP at bulldog.bandcamp.com.
Awesome. Shameless plug.
Shameless plug.
I let you do a shameless plug. Can I have another cracker with some white chocolate Raz Jazz jam?
Here you go.